I have $1.75 allocated for a snack at the vending machine during the show today, and that is all I will spend. Really. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard coming up. And then, do you remember the film Goodfellas? We all do. It's been 25 years since Tommy was told to go home and get his shine box. We are going to have some items and some little tidbits that you may not have known about what has become one of the most popular mob movies of all time. And then, how small of an apartment are you willing to live in? There are things now known as micro units. I bet there's a closet in your house that's bigger than some of these apartments, but people are ready to eat them all up. We'll have the story. And then, this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. Are you a weekend warrior? Well, don't try it too hard too soon. Lisa will have some advice for you. And then, some ideas for avoiding road trip disasters when traveling with kids. Oh my, are you getting ready for that long summer ride down to Florida or wherever? Yeah, I know, you got the kids, but we'll have some help. Did you see the story? This is reported by the New York Daily News about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Everyone assumes he is to be a presidential candidate pretty soon. He spent about $300,000 of his state allowance on food and alcohol over his first 5 years in office, including tens of thousands of dollars on snacks and drinks at NFL football games. According to New Jersey Watchdog, Chris Christie spent $82,594 of his taxpayer-funded allowance on concessions at MetLife Stadium. That's the stadium in New Jersey where the Jets and Giants play. This was over two seasons. $82,000 over 16 football games. All right, even if he went to all Giants and Jets games, that's $82,000 over 32 football games. How many hot dogs and beers or whatever are you consuming? I know it's expensive to go to a game, but this is ridiculous. As Governor Christie receives a $95,000 a year expense allowance on top of his $175,000 salary, it's to be used as an allowance of funds not otherwise appropriated and used for official receptions on behalf of the state, the operation of official residence, and for other expenses, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, it gets worse. When he went food shopping, where is that here? From 2010 to 2015, Christie spent $102,000 on groceries and alcoholic beverages from retail stores. Now, I know the family food bill is kind of expensive. This is ridiculous. Now, get this. Over that time period, 5 years, Christie spent $76,000 for 53 shopping runs at Wegmans Food Markets, that's a supermarket in the Northeast, $11,900 at 51 shopping runs at ShopRite supermarkets, and another $6,500 for 7 trips to the ShopRite liquor store. Wait a minute. 7 trips to the liquor store cost you over $6,000? He's averaging over $1,300. Okay, when he goes to Wegmans, 53 times to Wegmans for $76,000. Do the math. He's spending well over $1,000 every time he walks into the supermarket. On what? Seriously, are you eating simply top shelf food every single night? Let's see, the amount Christie spent on food dropped significantly in 2013 after he underwent a lap band procedure to help him lose weight. In the 38 months leading up to the surgery, Christie spent $64,000 in groceries, but that total shrank to $31,000 in the 26 months after the procedure. All right, this has nothing to do with what you think of the guy's politics, if he's left, if he's right, whatever, if he's running for president or whatever. That much money on food? Really? The next time any politician talks to you about moderation, think about this story and think about maybe just trying a salad and a cheap one at that. On the Mark with Mark Leonard coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm hungry now. I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad. This quarterback was nicknamed the Magic Man, best known for his 1989 Pro Bowl season, where he threw over 4,000 yards and 27 touchdowns.
Gronkowski looking, now stepping up, on the run. He's going to have to throw the end zone.
So where is Don Majakowski now? After retirement, Don became a successful real estate investor in Atlanta. More recently, he's become the executive director of PrepSportsNet.com, a company that provides high schools with their own internet sports station. Don also coaches his young son, Bo, in football. And Bo wears number 7, just like Dad.
We can come from behind. It puts a lot of pressure on me to be magic all the time, but I like the challenge, and as long as I can continue to make a few magic plays now and then, it's a fun little thing.
Not so bad being the other magic. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Has your preschool or elementary school child or teenager developed a case of the terrible nose? You know what I mean. No matter what you say, they come back with no. So to curb this behavior, you need to know the developmental science of it. Animal experts, yes, I said animal experts, suggest that you never call the animal's name and use the word no at the same time. If you do, the doggy, kitty cat, or pet lion will grow up thinking his name is Rex No, or Fluffy No, or Fido No. Doing so causes both the name and the word no to lose its special effect. What's the cheap psychological trick? Parents, stop doing this. Your job as a parent is to keep the child's name special, and only in an emergency do you use the child's name and the word no in the same breath. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.